Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Ron Brown, Executive Director of the Christian Opportunity Centers here in Pella and elsewhere. And we're going to be talking a little bit about the mental health care reform legislation rumors and plans that we've been hearing about over the last couple months. And first and foremost, Rod, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us today.
Well, thanks, Evan, for this opportunity to speak about mental health reform.
And, you know, on that topic, it sounds like from the talk that we've been hearing that mental health care reform is something that's on the table for everyone. It's not just one politician's issue at this point. And some of the proposals might be good for us and some of the proposals might not be. Of course, you being here in the field, you've been keeping a close eye on that. So why don't you tell us a little bit about what you do and how the legislation that you've been hearing about could affect you?
Well, COC provides residential and vocational supports to adults with disabilities in a four-county area, Mahaska, Marion, Warren, and Polk counties. And a significant amount of our funding comes from property tax dollars and then also from federal Medicaid matching dollars. And so we have a significant stake in whatever should happen with redesign of the mental health developmental disabilities system. And so we are watching this legislation very closely, and in the lead up from summer to fall, with all, there were six different work groups, and we monitored the minutes of all those meetings, and we're trying to figure out what the details, and frankly, there's very few details as of this point. It's scheduled to take effect a year from July 2013, so it could mean significant change for the way we go about providing supports to people with disabilities.
And like you said, you have facilities across four counties, and you do a wide variety of stuff. You know, some of your facilities are smaller, some are larger. The one in Pella here is a very large facility that accommodates several different types of help for the mentally disabled. One of the things I've been hearing about proposals is that they want to consolidate them more. When they're talking about consolidation, what types of services do they mean?
Well, the consolidation they're talking about is going to a system of regional groups where several counties would pool their resources. The thinking is, and in theory it sounds good, that there should be efficiencies. And these regional entities would be governed by, it sounds like, primarily a group of county supervisors representing the counties comprising a region. But those regions would just deal with the people receiving services who are not Medicaid eligible. So for COC, it's about 40% of the people we support today who are not Medicaid eligible. Approximately 60% of the people we support are Medicaid eligible. And for those people who are Medicaid eligible, part of the plan, of course, is for the state to pick up the local match for the Medicaid-eligible people.
What does that mean, picking up the local match?
It means, I think the counties are hoping that it means property tax relief. The concern is, early in this process, we were told at all of the meetings that there was broad, not only bipartisan support, but bicameral support. Both the House and the Senate supported this. And I guess that when Governor Branstad gave his condition of the state address, very concerned that, first of all, it wasn't even mentioned, which says to me perhaps not as much of a priority for him as it is for the legislature. And I've been in Iowa for 30 years, at COC for 25 years, and plans have come and gone. There has not been significant change now for over 15 years. So it makes one a little bit skeptical. But, you know, when we heard about the strong support from both parties and both houses, we were pretty much convinced something significant was going to happen in the next year and a half.
In any sort of reform, what are the things that you're looking for as a mental health care provider?
The things that we're primarily concerned about is the funding part of it and what that will mean for us. I think that's going to be the biggest barrier as the legislature addressed this is parity. Everyone involved with this process has agreed on one thing, and that is that where a person lives in this state should not determine what services they get or don't get or the quality of those services. So today, each county has their own plan. Some counties have only served those people they are mandated to serve by the Code of Iowa, and that would be people with intellectual disabilities. Other counties willingly serve people with developmental disabilities other than intellectual disabilities and people with mental illness. Some counties exclude those non-mandated groups. And it shouldn't be that way in a state that the county you live in determines what services you get, sometimes if any, and the quality of those supports. So everybody agrees there needs to be more parity. And one of the little tasks I do every year is I get each county's gross mental health expenditures by county and then divide that by the estimated population for each county to come up with each county's per capita expenditure for mental health. And for fiscal year 10, I don't have the FY11 numbers yet. I should be getting those shortly. But for fiscal year 10, the highest county, Union, was spending almost $195. The low, Buena Vista, was spending under $64. So about a threefold difference. And therein, I think, lies the biggest challenge for the legislature is when you've got some counties spending more than three times as much as the counties at the bottom, how do you get parity in this system? If you say we're going to fund at a certain percentile, say the 60th, 70th, 80th, any of the counties that are above that are going to say, well, now we're going to have to put people on waiting list or cut services and supports for people to get our expenditures down. And that is going to be the biggest challenge, short of bringing everybody up to the 100th percentile, and I don't think, given the overall economic situation, I don't think there's even a slight chance of that happening. It just isn't. The funding isn't there.
Is there anything else you'd like to say or speak about?
Yes, I would like to mention that this is directly, how we're funded is directly tied to our ability to recruit and retain quality staff. And a lot of people don't seem to make the connection between quality outcomes for people with disabilities and having quality staff. Almost 80% of our operational budget is staff compensation and benefits. And even in this soft economy of the last few years, we have still been averaging in the past year 5 to 10% staff positions vacant. You can't have quality outcomes without quality staff, and you can't have quality staff without quality compensation and benefits. So that's a significant issue.
All right. Well, once again, I'd really like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Bellarod, and happy 25th anniversary here.
Thank you for your time. Appreciate it.
Once again, you're listening to Let's Talk Pella on the Marion County Midday Magazine. We sat down with Rod Brown, Executive Director at the Christian Opportunities Center here and in other counties. You're listening to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.